ephod, a counterfeit breastplate. They are chosen, the chosen generation, the priest, but their consecration is flawed. Their representation of Christ is outward, not inward. Those that ultimately carry the final warning message to the world, that take the battle to the enemies of God's people, are those that are going to first tear down the altar of Baal in their father's house. And those are they that are the 144,000 that sing the song of Moses in the land. Revelation 15:3. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, "Great and marvelous are thy ways, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints." Revelation 15:3. Brothers and sisters, the song of Moses and the Lamb. Sister White tells us the song is their experience. But the song of Moses, you can find two songs of Moses, one in Exodus 15 and one in Deuteronomy 31. Exodus 15 is describing the deliverance. It's a song of deliverance by Moses. Deuteronomy 31 is not a song of deliverance. But nevertheless, it's the song of Moses. Deuteronomy 31 is a much larger and longer song than Exodus 15. Deuteronomy 31 is the song of Moses struggling with a church that's in apostasy. That's part of Moses' experience that prefigures the 144,000. And the song 144,000 sing is also a song of the Lamb. And it's a similar song to Moses. Moses having two stanzas, deliverance, struggle with an apostate church. For the song of the Lamb is deliverance. But when the Lamb was here on earth, he also struggled with a church that was in apostasy. Great Controversy 649. Upon the crystal sea before the throne, that sea of glass, as it were, mingled with fire, so resplendent is it with the glory of God, are gathered the company that have gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name. With the Lamb on Mount Zion having the harps of God, they stand, the 144,000 that were redeemed from among men, and there is heard, as the sound of many waters, and the sound of a great thunder, the voice of harpers harping with their harp. And they sing a new song before the throne, a song which no man can learn save the 144,000. It is the song of Moses and the Lamb, a song of deliverance. None but the 144,000 can learn that song, for it is the song of their experience, an experience.